Kol Yisrael, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. In the headlines, at least 15 pro-Palestinian activists were killed when violence erupted during an Israeli military takeover of a Gaza-bound flotilla. 5 Israeli commandos were wounded, including 2 seriously, and dozens of flotilla participants were hurt. The IDF says the activists used knives, clubs, and live fire against the Israeli forces. Deputy Foreign Minister Ayalon calls the flotilla a provocation. Arab and international leaders harshly condemn the Israeli raid and demand a full inquiry. Israeli police raised the level of alert for possible rioting in the Israeli-Arab sector. And the weather warmer through Wednesday. Good afternoon. It's 12:30 p.m. in Israel, Monday, May the 31st. This is Nomi Segal with the news. The IDF has confirmed that at least 15 pro-Palestinian activists were killed and several others injured in clashes that erupted when Israeli naval commandos, who boarded a Gaza-bound flotilla, encountered live fire and violent resistance from the activists. 5 naval commandos were wounded, 2 of them seriously, the rest moderate to lightly. The injured have been evacuated to Israeli hospitals. In addition to the Israeli forces, 18 activists have been transferred to Israel so far, where 1 is in critical condition, 5 in serious condition, and the rest light to moderate condition. They're being treated at the Sheba, Hadassah and Kerem, Beilinson, and Rambam hospitals. According to the IDF, naval commandos early this morning intercepted 6 ships attempting to break the Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. This occurred after the flotilla ignored warnings from the Navy to stop and redirect to the Ashdod port, where the aid on board the boats would be unloaded and shipped overland to Gaza after a security inspection. The IDF released this recording of the announcement made by the Army before security forces confronted the 6 ships.
You are approaching an area of hostilities, which is under a naval blockade. The Gaza area, coastal region, and Gaza harbor are closed to all maritime traffic. The Israeli government supports delivery of humanitarian supplies to the civilian population in the Gaza Strip and invites you to enter the Ashdod port.
The army said that during the takeover of the ships, the demonstrators on board attacked naval personnel with knives, clubs, and live fire, including a weapon that was grabbed from a soldier. The Israeli forces responded with riot dispersal means, including live fire. The IDF said the activists were armed with at least 2 pistols. The army described the scene as a pre-planned lynch of the Israeli forces by activists on board the boats. IDF spokesman Avi Benayahu said the flotilla was not a humanitarian sail, but a violent provocation directed against Israel. Some 700 pro-Palestinian activists were on the boat, which was organized by a Turkish charity. There were conflicting reports over the fate of Sheikh Rayad Salah, the head of the northern branch of the Islamic movement in Israel, who was also on the flotilla. The IDF said Salah appears in images from the IDF takeover of one of the boats, and he is not among the dead. Police said he is also not among the wounded. A Kol Yisrael reporter says that one of the boats in the flotilla, the Challenger, has arrived at the Ashdod port. Deputy Foreign Minister Dani Ayalon this morning called the flotilla a provocation and said it had ties with Hamas and Al-Qaeda. Speaking at a news conference in Jerusalem, Ayalon said the activists had weapons on board and the IDF had no choice but to use force against them.
I want to report this morning that the armada of hate and violence in support of Hamas terror organization was a premeditated and outrageous provocation. The organizers are well known for their ties to global jihad, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. They have a history of arms smuggling and deadly terror. On board the ship, we found weapons prepared in advance and used against our forces. The organizers' intent was violent, their method was violent, and the results were unfortunately violent. Israel regrets any loss of life and did everything to avoid this outcome. We repeatedly called upon the organizers and all those who were associated with them through diplomatic channels and any other means we could to stop this provocation. The so-called humanitarian aid was not for humanitarian purpose. Had it been for humanitarian purpose, they would have accepted our offer to deliver all humanitarian supply through the appropriate channels which are used on a daily basis as we make sure that Gaza will not be in short of humanitarian supplies. On a daily basis, we do that. We ask them to send this through the appropriate channels, whether it's the UN, whether it's the Red Cross, whether it's our people, but to no avail. In fact, what they said was that it's a humanitarian campaign, but they said repeatedly that their intent and purpose was to break the blockade, the maritime blockade on Gaza. The maritime blockade on Gaza is very legal and justified by the terror that Hamas is applying in Gaza. Allowing these ships to go in an illegal way to Gaza would have opened, in fact, a corridor of smuggling arms and terrorists to Gaza, with the results, inevitable results, of many, many thousands of civilian death and violence all over the area. After these repeated calls were not heeded by the organizers, we told them that they will not be allowed to break the blockade, as according to maritime law we have the right to do that. Unfortunately, they also, people, the organizers upon the ship, did not heed the calls of our forces this morning to peacefully follow them and bring a closure, a peaceful closure to this event.
Deputy Foreign Minister Dani Ayalon. Arab and international reaction to the Israeli raid on the flotilla has been swift and harsh. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas described the activists' deaths as a massacre and declared 3 days of mourning in the Palestinian areas. The Hamas leader in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, called on the Palestinian Authority to halt negotiations with Israel. Hamas urged fellow Muslims to rise up in protest in front of Israeli embassies around the world. The Arab League has called an emergency meeting for tomorrow to address the Israeli takeover of the flotilla. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called the Israeli military raid an inhuman act. In other international reaction, France said nothing can justify the use of violence. Spain, the current European Union president, summoned Israel's ambassador to the foreign ministry. The Israeli envoys to Turkey, Greece, Denmark, and Sweden were also summoned. Germany said it is deeply concerned by the events, while Sweden called the Israeli raid on the flotilla unacceptable. The European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton demanded that Israel mount a full inquiry into the killing of the activists. Greece has canceled a joint military exercise with Israel in protest over the raid. In Istanbul, hundreds of people demonstrated outside the Israeli consulate. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is currently abroad, has convened consultations with advisors and heads of the security establishment on the situation. A Koy Israel reporter says the Prime Minister authorized Cabinet Minister Moshe Yaalon to convene the security cabinet to discuss the situation. Defense Minister Ehud Barak spoke this morning with his Turkish counterpart and the Turkish foreign minister to explain the Israeli action. Barak is convening a news conference today to discuss the events. The IDF chief of staff and Navy chief are also to take part. In Israeli political comment, opposition leader Tzipi Livni said she is ready to help Israel's informational and diplomatic effort in the wake of the events. The chairman of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, Tzachi Hanegbi of Kadima, said the soldiers were attacked and Hamas bears the responsibility for the outcome. Yaakov Katz of the National Union said that the soldiers had to defend themselves. The Meretz Party criticized the Israeli government's handling of the flotilla. It said the tragic and brutal results cannot be accepted, and it called for a probe into the decision-making process. The Supreme Arab-Israeli Steering Committee has called a commercial strike for tomorrow to protest the events with the flotilla. The forum convened in an emergency session in Nazareth this morning. Reporter Jackie Beecham spoke to Knesset member Sheikh Ibrahim Sarsour, head of the United Arab List Tal faction in the Knesset, who was at the meeting.
We have just finished an urgent meeting of the follow-up committee of the Arab minority in South Israel, and we decided to have a demonstration now, which ended a few minutes ago inside Nazareth, across the main street of Nazareth. Tomorrow will be a great demonstration, and I do believe that what happened in the early hours of this morning was a crime in the full meaning of the word. That's why we call upon the public opinion, not only in Israel, but in all the world, in Europe, in the European countries, in the United States, to say something, to say no, and to do something to stop this rolling massacre against civilians who came only to express their deep condemnation and solidarity with the Palestinians who are living in a full blockade for more than 3 or 4 years.
Originally, the leader of the flotilla, Greta Berlin, had said it would be a peaceful demonstration. And what in fact happened was that it wasn't so peaceful. So when the army called it a lynch, that when the soldiers got onto the boat, they were attacked with knives, with iron bars. Do you believe...
What the Israeli army claims that the soldiers were attacked by knives and so on. I think it's a great bluff. We are familiar with the lies of the Israeli occupation forces. When they commit crime, the first thing they do is to camouflage, to do everything possible to justify their crimes. I think we have a very long experience concerning these things.
You say that there's going to be demonstrations tomorrow. Are there going to be strikes tomorrow? Are you closing shops and businesses?
Yes, we decided it will be a strike, yes.
And
complete strike in the Arab community in South Israel.
And do you believe that it will go peacefully?
Yes, I do believe we won't really. Exactly as those ships who came from different parts of the world. Our strike will be peacefully. We want to express in a very civilized way our deep condemnation for what happened. And we want this blockade, this very severe and rigid blockade in Gaza to stop.
Sheikh Ibrahim Sarsour. In Kafr Kana in the Galilee, dozens of residents demonstrated against government. A smaller protest took place in Nazareth and dispersed without incident. Israeli police have raised their level of alert to the next to highest level in anticipation of possible rioting by Israeli Arabs in the wake of the flotilla violence. All vacations have been canceled and a situation room has been opened. Police Commissioner Dudi Cohen stressed that the importance of acting with restraint and responsibility and full control. He urged against inciting the atmosphere. Defense Minister Barak has also held consultations with police commanders and prison wardens to discuss absorbing demonstrators and stepping up readiness for any developments among Palestinian prisoners. The weather temperatures will continue to rise through Wednesday morning. The heat wave is due to break Wednesday afternoon when cool, humid air enters the region. Thursday will be partly cloudy and cooler. Today's highs and lows, Jerusalem 32 to 23, Tel Aviv 28 to 19, Haifa and Tzfat 31 to 20, Tiberias 38 to 22, Beersheba 36 to 19, and in Eilat from 41 to 28 degrees Celsius tonight. Taking another look at the news headlines, at least 15 pro-Palestinian activists are killed when violence erupts during an Israeli military takeover of a Gaza-bound flotilla. 5 Israeli commandos are wounded, including 2 seriously, and dozens of flotilla participants are hurt. The IDF says the activists used knives, clubs, and live fire against the Israeli forces. Deputy Foreign Minister Ayalon calls the flotilla a provocation. Arab and international leaders harshly condemn the Israeli raid and demand a full inquiry. Israeli police raise their level of alert for possible rioting in the Israeli-Arab sector. And the weather warmer through Wednesday. That's the news. This is Nomi Segal wishing you good afternoon and shalom from Jerusalem.